a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Father's Day, Things I've Learned and Loved as a Dad. Or is it Things I Loved and Learned as a Dad? I think it's Things I Loved and Learned, because I wanted to start with the positive, and learned was sort of a sweet way of saying struggled, or the challenges, because being a parent is definitely a challenge. And last night, I got to celebrate one of those loves. I got to attend my son's high school graduation, and I will tell you a little bit more about that, plus a road trip we have planned to take him to college in the fall. It's all very exciting, and these passages are big in the lives of our kids, and they're also big in the lives of parents. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceSallen.com. Hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll get a drop-down menu that gives you so many different options, including the Because I Said So comic strip, which the current one is Dad Gets Sentimental on Father's Day, and the current vlog, which is me recording life lessons in the radio station. We'll have one of those for you coming up shortly. Today we have Wayne Levine back with us for the men's room, who is almost always here, and thankfully Pastor Drew Sams is also with us for Teen Wrap. This will be his first Father's Day as a father, so I want to get an update on the status of young Judah Andrew when we speak. I guess we might as well start with the life lesson, and then I'll continue on from there. You got to action. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Politically correct lies, number one. I hate political correctness. I wrote a column listing the most egregious politically correct lies. Find it at BruceAllen.com. Here are just a few of them. Men and women are the same. Only women's studies professors and people that haven't had kids believe this nonsense. We're different. That's good. And that is the way God made and wanted us to be. Self-esteem matters. Only in my state of California would such a lame idea get promoted and then spread. An award for just showing up? No score at a baseball or soccer game so no one's feelings are hurt? Excuse me? Mainstream media is not biased. Mainstream media has always been biased. Now it's just more blatant. Why not be honest and acknowledge that most mainstream media leans left and some, like Fox, lean right? I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be. Bruce Allen, that's one of you. I don't have any opinions. I'm just wishy-washy. If you would like to read all of my politically correct list of lies, just find them on my website. We have actually, I think, two or three life lessons in which I recite most of them. I love being politically incorrect. It's ironic because I get along so well with the mom community. There's a very large community of parent bloggers, of which the moms are much more dominant. And I am a founding member of a group called the Friends of Ricky. Most of you, of course, know the wonderful Ricky Lake, and she is launching a new talk show in the fall. And they have started the first of its kind of TV social media community, and it's called Friends of Ricky, which I believe you can join and follow on Facebook. And I am a founding member, and in fact, I am very proud to say I am the Friend of the Week on their Facebook page this week in honor of Father's Day. And that means I did a little video for them, and they're featuring some of my columns, and I get to interact with so many wonderful and interesting men and women that are part of this community. But it is more dominantly female as far as who is part of the community, and probably the audience will be more dominantly female. But I want to bring men to it and make sure, and I know that that's what the producers at Ricky Lake intend to do, to make sure the dads are well represented, because I believe it's the year of the dad. Anyway, this is our Father's Day show, but before I forget, I need to take care of some business and remind you that you can follow me at Twitter. That's at Bruce Allen. I really would love you to like my Facebook page, which is called A Dad's Point of View. And if you would like to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains very simply just what's going on all the different sort of media that I work in, just stay in the loop by signing up on the homepage at BruceAllen.com. Right there in the middle, it says stay in the loop. You give me your email and your name, and all you will receive is a weekly email newsletter update. No spam, no pitches, No putting on lists that I would sell. None of that stuff. Tonight is Dad Chat, and that's my last piece of business. Every Thursday is Dad Chat. It is becoming a really incredible parental community. We're actually considering taking on some sponsors. We often have giveaways. Tonight, we are doing a fitness Dad Chat with a renowned national expert by the name of Heather Frey, who is known as Smash Fit. So you can follow her on Twitter, Smash Fit. And she is launching something, which she is doing through the Ricky Lake community, but we are going to be talking about it probably for the first time publicly at Dad Chat tonight. It is called the Change Challenge. And it's not about what you do with your pennies. It is about what you do with your life. And I actually don't know too much, so I'm going to learn as well as all the other participants that are at Dad Chat. Want to make a special note that the Dad Chat on June 28th will have another friend of Ricky as co-host, the incredible Kimberly Blaine, also known as the Go-To Mom. And we will be introducing a brand new, very healthful, and very interesting product. Food product for kids and families. And Kimberly brought this sponsor and this giveaway opportunity to Dad Chat. She is the host of her own TV show. She is a marvelous, marvelous person in every way imaginable. I am glad to count her as my friend and somebody I've actually really met and talked to on the phone. I've yet to meet Heather Smashfit, but we've talked on the phone, and given that she lives in Florida and I live in L.A., we will meet eventually. And she has promised to work me out so hard that I can't breathe afterwards. So I'm not so sure I'm going to rush to meet her. Heather, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? You will understand why I'd be concerned if you look at the Dad Chat post on BruceAllen.com and see the images of Heather, because not only is she hot, but she is clearly very, very fit. For that matter, Kimberly Blaine is one of the most beautiful women I've ever met, inside and out. I am very grateful to be part of this community, and very grateful that I'm happily married so I don't get myself in any trouble. That's a little ode to my wife, Debbie, who is on the golf course right now. And another ode to my wife is to tell her that she finally convinced me to take up golf. I had my first golf lesson last week, and I did get the ball off the tee once or twice. I was proud of it. I opened my eyes the time I got it off the tee. But my wife, who has been a golf aficionado for a long time, got a very good score for her. Now, I won't reveal her handicap because that's, I guess those are kind of personal things to golfers, but she broke a certain barrier that she hasn't in a while, and I'm very proud of my wife, Debbie, who I love very much and who is a wonderful stepmom to my two boys. I didn't get a chance to talk about my column yet. Well, I guess I'll have to do that in segment 4 and segment 5 about Father's Day, because I have a lot of reminiscences I want to share with you. Not to mention the fact that I think I'll end the segment with this. My father passed away a few years ago, and every Father's Day and every July 27th, which is his birthday, I think of him especially fondly. I think of him almost all the time because he was a really amazing man. I was blessed to have a very loving mother and father. They were married for 66 years. They knew each other for 73. And you talk about modeling good behavior. They modeled to me a love affair between a man and a woman. And I think that's the best thing you can give your children, is to show love between mom and dad. Oh, gosh, I think I'm going to tear up with that kind of sentiment. I know Wayne Levine, who's coming up next, is just going to go, oh, my God, Bruce is being a girl again. But we have Wayne Levine coming with us next after these messages, so stay tuned for The Men's Room.